Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Items on the agenda. And I called the special meeting mainly because of the first item on the agenda, that was the discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the Scott versus the City of Brady issue. And the second item being an update, discussion, and possible action regarding the status of returning the $1.3 million for the ARPA money for the grant, ARP, I guess is the right.
I'm not sure. It's gotten a number of names.
And it does specifically with the unique situation of cities in Texas, less than 50,000, that are incorporated, that were given money based on the population that was there. And for Brady, that was $1.313 million. We had received half of that to the tune of $656,880.55. And that had been placed in an account. And at the previous council meeting a week ago, the decision by the council, unanimous decision of all five folks, pardon me, on the council, was to return that money. And just as you had on the radio with Frank Troll talking this morning about the concern for individual rights and any impact that might have on it, through primarily the concern over mandates associated with executive orders from the president. So because we were going to work the executive session for the Scott versus City of Brady issue, we took the second item up first for the discussion, had a good crowd, pretty much the same crowd we had the weekend before, and we talked through all the confusion. Not that we cleared up all the confusion, but a lot of different issues about contracts and no contracts for different people that were there. And the council got the update that we had, in accordance with the council meeting last week, had contacted the Texas Department of Emergency Management. Those were the folks that distributed the money and track it, that we were going to send it back. We had signed a document that said we were planning to send it back. Tell us where you want it to go and how you want us to do that. And we're still waiting for those particular instructions on whether that's a wire transfer to a certain account, or exactly how we needed to do that. And as soon as we find that out, based on the council's directions, we will send the money back and then step back and watch to see what happens. For a little bit of background information, there's a website that I went to and looked at about the NEU, which is non-essential units, that category that we fall in, 1,145 of them across the state of Texas. And when I had looked at the end of last week, there were 70 entities that had either declined the money at the start or were working on returning the money. And I understand from one of the members of the audience at the council meeting that that number had gone up some more and that local places were looking at that. And again, to clarify, that money was set aside not in any of the bills that are going on right now in Congress. That was the previous 1.95 trillion, whatever it was, and the distribution that was going to go to the state directly to the counties, and in Texas' case, through the Department of Emergency Management to the smaller cities, less than 50,000, that were there, and the amount was based on the population. Most of the cities that had refused it outright were getting money less than $100,000 out of that. And the feedback that we had, a lot of those cities did not want to take on the paperwork of the reporting issues and obligations that were associated with that for that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, in the list that I looked at, the only city other than Brady that had declined the money was 1.5 million. The rest, three were just over 100,000, and the rest were less than 100,000. More than you really wanted to know or cared about, but those are kind of the situation that was there. And again, last week the council said we want to give the money back, get that started, and then last night we gave the update that we had done the paperwork to do it but did not have the method to do it yet, and there was some discussion last night that because of the size of the money coming back, that we had a resolution on file that said anything over $20,000 in grants required the council's mm-hmm. notification and approval to accept it. So that's an issue that we'll deal with in the future to get it all settled. So we concluded that discussion and took a break at about 6:30 and then reconvened at 6:40 and started to work on the executive session, which was pursuant to Section 551.071, parent consultation with the attorney. The city of Brady will consult with the city attorney about pending or contemplated litigation or on a matter that is in which the duty of the attorney to the city under the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct of the State Bar of Texas clearly conflicts with the Texas Open Meetings Act, and specifically Scott versus the City of Brady. So always required to read that before we go into executive session, and then we went into executive session to address that issue. We came out of the executive session at 8:09, and we announced in the open session, just everybody had left since then. We checked to make sure and then made the statement in the open session that we had no action to take in the open session. And then we adjourned at 8:10.
Okay. Well, you were talking about, you know, the obviously the issue and the focus on what to do with the COVID money is you know, gotten some visibility around the area. The Brady City Council voting to send the money back, and as we've talked about and reported, Mason City Commission on Monday morning voted to do the same thing. They're talking about somewhere around the $600,000 total, $300,000. And as the mayor says, just get it in the mail. Basically, find out you got a deposit. Here it is. And then what do you do with it? So it's...
For us, I can speak to our issue as the non-entitled unit. It was a little bit more than a notification that the money is here, and we signed a document saying, yeah, we got it, and we accept the money. There was apparently a contract with it that said the most concerning part was that we would comply with any executive orders in addition to all the normal rules and things that go with grant money from the federal government. And apparently the county did, when the money came to counties, it didn't come the same way. Mm-hmm. It was just actually deposited by the Treasury Department straight into the account. I think the way it actually worked is you got notified that you had these funds available a long time ago, spreadsheets kind of secondhand, and you were required to get a number associated with that and do a couple of things, notify the Treasury that those were our number that was significant and that they would accept the money, and then it showed up. From a lot of aspects, to say that it just showed up out of the blue is pretty close to being right. Not a lot
but
of
not
issues
quite.
were made about all the procedures, like the money that we had to document from the previous.
It's not the normal procedure, though. It's just like the money that came to individuals. It just, if you had a bank account and was signed up with it, there it was one day. Here's the money.
Just
said, oh my gosh.
Kerplunk there, and you had to keep track of it. So you, when you did your taxes, you put that in some place in the taxes, even though that was not taxable income.
That's right.
You had to report it.
Make sure it was there. Well, the whole thing, though, about that is it's somewhat disconcerting that the federal government is just going around sending money out, even though, yes, the idea was everybody's going to get some amount of cash from the government in COVID relief, and same thing with cities and counties. It's just sort of that, well, here it is. We're not going to ask you any questions. We're not going to put you through the third degree of what are you going to do with this money and how are you going to spend it. It's just here. But then again, think of the bureaucracy it would take to ask all those questions in advance.
Yeah.
I'm not. So I guess I'll take all that back when I think about that just a minute.
You know,
the
interesting things that happened years ago when my father passed away in 2015. His name is Alonzo Warren Groves. My name is Anthony Warren Groves. He was at the memory ward in the veterans home in Temple. I was the one that checked him in and then was there to basically close out the issue when he passed away there. Those names are close enough together, and we were both retired colonels in the Air Force, which was part of the form and everything. So we got his death certificate, got everything squared away, did everything for him. And about a month and, well, close to 2 months later, I was notified by my credit union that a large sum of money was taken out of the credit union because of my death. And so somebody had done the paperwork for my dad, and then somebody else came in and redid the paperwork and looked two blocks lower and got my name in Social Security number and turned that in. And so I discovered that if you have a direct deposit from the government, Social Security, military retirement, whatever it may be, that you have signed an agreement that says if they find out you're not entitled to that money, they have the authority to go into your account, take it back out, and without notifying you or doing anything else. My credit union just came back and said, you've had a rather large withdrawal from the Defense Finance Agency, And if you're in a tight spot because that money was taken out of your account, we will make a zero interest loan available to you for 1 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. If you're tight on your expenses. Fortunately, we were not. And it took about 2 months. And in the case of the Defense Finance Agency, contact with them and said, okay, what am I got to do to prove I'm still alive? And they gave me three things to do in three forms, and I could do any one of them. I could get a certified letter that went to them that said that I was still alive. I could go through another procedure that was there. And the third one was required no certification, no notary to sign it, but if I had a note from my parents that I was still alive, that they would restart my retirement funds. And so I did all three things and sent them to them, and sure enough, it took three and a half months to get it all squared away. Long story that's not important, other than if you get a check in the mail from the federal government, there was some fine print in there that said they can take it back if they determine that
they want to.
That you're not entitled to part of it.
That's true.
So watch out for our friends in the federal
government. I think that's the concern, watching out for our friends from the federal government, with concerns about the making ourselves subject to rules and regulations that we may not agree with.
Yep.
And it's just one of those things that just sort of has percolated to the top and is taking a lot of attention these days across many areas, not just this one.
Yep, I agree.
And so we'll have to look at it and see. Otherwise, City of Brady ready for Halloween?
Are you ready? Lots of stuff going on.
Oh, a lot of them. Halloween is a very big time deal. A lot of stuff happening.
The church
for Halloween.
Is re-engaged with different things.
That's true.
And, all of that stuff to give folks, kids primarily, an opportunity to celebrate Halloween without being as much at risk as historically they were.
That's true. Well, we got plenty of things going. We're going to cover them all here this morning. Debbie Rule is in the house, and she and I will cover those a little bit later on.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate you coming in. Brady Mayor Tony Groves with us this morning. We'll be back with more stuff to talk about here on the morning program in just a minute.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.